Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. We've all heard it. The mind is a powerful tool. And then you add in things like word choice, how you speak to yourself, how you consider yourself. All of those things can impact your outlook on the world, the job you're doing, how seriously someone takes you, or maybe even worse, how seriously they don't take you. And in this case, this episode of Monday Morning Manager touches on that very specific thing. In our example, we're talking about sales calls and why we think you should stop doing them. Without further ado, here we go. Situation. You just realized that you sell a commodity and all that feature and benefit propaganda the research and development specialist fed you sounds exactly like the competitor's features and benefits. Now you must find a way to reinvent yourself so that you are not just another me too person trying to schedule a sales call here, there, and everywhere. The more you dial and ask to schedule that sales call, the less agreeable people seem to be. You share some quick hitters about your proprietary applications, and still, you feel left out and frustrated. What does it take to get decision makers to want to put you on their calendars? Diagnosis. Sales is hard. And despite how unique your company tells you the products are, everything is now a commodity. And that makes you susceptible to the challenge described above. Your approach must be the thing that sets you apart from your competitors, but since you sell and they sell, what can you do that is different? If you are stuck in the belief that you are selling products and services, you may be hard-pressed to figure it out before you start hating your job. Prescription. This solution is one of word choice and belief that you cannot survive in the sales world unless you have the lowest price or a guaranteed better deliverable. As quickly as your mind will allow it, stop making sales calls. That term creates more problems than opportunities for you to succeed. In the minds of many decision makers, salespeople just waste time and do not bring much value. And salespeople make sales calls. Change your tact and ask to have a business conversation with your targets. Business suggests you understand making money, value, and how companies succeed with their customers. Business is not features and benefits. It is profit and growth. And when it is all said and done, that is how you become most valuable to your customers and market partners. Critical thinking. What are your overall feelings on today's Monday Morning Manager situation? Do you agree? Do you disagree? We'd love to hear both. And also, how have you made sure you stand out against your competition? The drill. The drill always starts with a final thought for the morning. Today, from Brian Tracy, we have continuous personal and professional development is your key to the future. We fully agree. Now for the drill, please tell us how your three stated goals went last week. How did you do? What did you accomplish? What are we reevaluating? And this week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and let us know what Growth Dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Please do not hesitate to reach out. And now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.